Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Before we dive into today's episode, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. This cutting-edge program is tailored for health and wellness professionals ready to elevate their practice and for women aspiring to achieve holistic success. Ayurveda Alchemist is your pathway to optimizing health through Ayurvedic wisdom, a true odyssey to unlocking your fullest potential. Whether you're a health professional seeking career fulfillment or a personal health enthusiast yearning for holistic well-being, this certification is your golden ticket. Act fast, because our inner circle is intentionally small to ensure optimal learning guided by industry experts for a personalized, transformative experience. Limited spots are available, so seize the opportunity now. If you're ready to revolutionize your life and make a lasting impact on others by becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach, don't miss out. Apply today at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. Hey everyone, welcome to another podcast episode of Evolution of Your Higher Self. It's a bonus episode series that is a part of Harmony Inspired Health Podcast. I am Melissa Alves, a mindset and energetics coach for business growth, and I am the co-host with the amazing Harmony Robinson Stagg. Hey Harmony.
Hey Mel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm excited to be back chatting with you in the podcast studio.
I know. This is the first official one that we've recorded. I know we've released one this year, but this is the first one that we've recorded for 2024. So I'm so excited. I'm like 2024 energy, baby.
Yeah. Bring it. And today, to bring that 2024 energy to you, we are talking all about mindful manifestation and aligning your desires with the aligned action paradigm. So this is going to be a juicy, juicy episode where we get into all of the nitty-gritties of how we have been able to align our desires and manifest our desires with our signature methodology, the aligned action paradigm that we teach in our Alchemy of Her mentoring program. So we're also going to dive into the Vedic philosophy of manifestation. Now, Vedic philosophy has been around for thousands and thousands of years, guys. So this is where like manifestation is like based from. So we're going to go deep into that as well. But before we do, we always like to start our episodes with our win for the week. So Mel, what's your win for the week?
My win for the week, well, I think it's just nailing the first week of school holidays, because here on the Gold Coast in Australia, our kids went back to school after it was our summer holidays, the 6 long weeks. So just nailing, getting back into routine with no tears. And I've got 7 border collie puppies at home, a litter. So just juggling it all. I think that is a big win. And then on a deeper personal win is probably gaining more clarity on my business front, like just going more deeper and bringing in more of my values into my offerings and my business. So I think that's the win. And a collective win we've got, we've
got a sold out network event, Women in Business and Beyond networking event. So there's a few wins this week, Harmony.
Yay.
What about yourself?
Well, first of all, I'll just let all of the listeners know, if they do hear any whimpering and whining in your background, it's not your kids, it is your puppies. And yes. They're so, so cute. I love them. You're a puppy mama. There's no foul play going on. It's just little puppies. So my wins, I would have to say sending the kids back to school. It's a good win, but only because I can sink my teeth back into the business side of things, which I actually really enjoy doing. And I've been able to welcome a couple of new students into the Ayurveda Alchemist program for 2024 before we've even launched it. So I'm just starting to launch for the 2024 cohort now, but we've already got some in there, which is amazing. And finalizing the copy for my masterclass that I am running. I've got a free masterclass February the 13th on 3 reasons why Ayurveda will make you a more successful health and wellness professional, healer, or coach. So that is finally getting up and running. I've been wanting to do this masterclass for so, so, so long, because I'm always asked, like, how did you create success in your business, and how did you do that whilst being a twin mom and all the other things that you do? So I'm really excited to share that. And I know we're meant to go one win, but I feel like this has been a really good week. My boys also got accepted to play in the development team for soccer again, and one of them got scouted to go into a elite academy training program as well, which is exciting. So as a soccer mom, I love all the things that come with that as well.
Oh, congratulations. I know how much they've worked and how hard they trained, and for them to get a win like that is huge. So congratulations, boys.
Yes, it is amazing. The only thing, like, having I was sharing with you, wasn't I? It was you. Like, who was I telling? Oh, straight away, as soon as I get back to school, it's like I've got this next level swimming carnival to go to, these soccer trials, this, this, and this. And you're like, oh, that's, you know, a pity to have sporty kids that are good at what they do, because then you're doing like all these extra activities. But I love it. It's my favorite thing. Let's talk about this amazing topic that has always had me curious and at some stage doubting, and then at some stage going, oh my God, this shit works. And that is mindful manifestation, but aligning your desires with the aligned action paradigm, because I think that's the key there. How to align your desires with this aligned action paradigm, which we are going to explain to you, because a lot of people who want to, you know, go into manifestation, they are doing it all wrong. Would you agree, Mel?
Yeah, definitely. Like, and firstly, I'd like to say, like, I'm just so proud that people are starting to connect and open up to that side and knowing that energy and manifestation and law of attraction. But where they're getting stuck is they feel that they can just do a vision board, create beautiful vision boards. They can do the visualization. They can write down in their journal and then sit back and go, you know what, I'm going to trust that it's all going to come in. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait for a sign, or, oh, let me just sit on this for a little while. And what happens is that they go, okay, this manifestation thing doesn't work. Why is it not working for me? And then you see, you know, entrepreneurs out there smashing it. Like, it's like, how are they getting to that level of success and calling in all these clients and sell out events and things like that? But why isn't it not happening for me? I do my vision board. I call in, you know, I show up and post things on social media. Why is it not working for me? And the missing key, and I want your listeners to know, is really that we are co-creators. We are co-creators of our reality. So what does that mean? Being a co-creator is having your faith in, whether it's your guides, whether it's the angels, whether it's the universe or your God, whatever you connect with, as your team, and then you as a soul. So you can need to get crystal clear on your vision. You need to write it out in your journal. You can put it on a vision board, whatever works for you. But then you've got to take the aligned action steps. That is you putting in the work, taking the steps. So then say your angels, universe, whatever, they can then bring synchronicities into your life, opportunities into your life. And when you're connected, then you can go, oh, I see that as a sign. I'm going to follow that sign. So I want you guys to think about it this. If you are sitting in your beautiful car and you're wanting to get to a destination, say the shopping center, and you don't know where you're going and you've got your GPS, so you are in the vehicle. Your GPS is your guides or the universe or whatever. You can, if you go, okay, great, you're in here, I'm in here, we're doing this, we're going towards our goal. If you do not input where you're going, because that could, the inputting is your vision board or whatever, okay, that's a step. But if you don't put your foot on the pedal, where are you going? They can't tell you where you're at and where you're going. If you take the wrong turn, that's okay, because they will reroute you and put you back on the path to be able to get to your destination. So I want you to think that, I think we've lost harmony, so I'll keep talking. So I want you to think that you are the co-creator of your life. Show up. Partner up with them. I love to call the guides and the spirit guides and all that kind of stuff as my, what do you call it now? I'm lost my track. As my, oh, yes, how many got you back?
What just happened? Did you disappear too, or was it just me?
No, you disappeared.
Okay. I was like, it went, oh, snap, you on my thing, you've disappeared. And I'm like, yeah, I've disappeared. Anyway, I'm back. Sorry for the interruption, guys.
And the ones that are listening back on audio, Harmony just disappeared off the screen. She left the room, the studio. But as I was just wrapping that up, is that we're co-creators of our life. So I want you to think about your angels, your guides, your God as your, I just had that word and I lost it, as your, oh, I can't even think now.
As, am I disappearing through you?
Threw me off. Anyway, I've lost that thought. I might come back with it. But I would love to hear from your point of view as well with how you see all that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and I don't know if you covered this part when I disappeared, but there was a moment in time where it was really trendy to get into that feminine flow and do business on intuition and flow and life on intuition and flow and eating and all of the things, health, whatever. But that doesn't always serve us, depending if we are, like, for that to serve us, we have to be in a really balanced state. So our mind, body, soul all has to be in a balanced state. We have to have health alchemy, because if we don't, how do we know where that intuition and that drive is coming from? Because if we are in more of a tamasic energy or even a rajasic energy, which are the energetics of, can be the energetics of the mind, then they're the energies that are driving those decisions. And tamasic is like that inertia and that lethargy, and it can even lead to a bit of depression. So if you're in that sort of tamasic energy state of mind and body, and your intuition, you feel, is telling you just to take things slow and do this and that, that isn't really conducive to your goals, well, is that actually intuition, or is that tamasic energy coming through? Mm-hmm. And the same for rajasic energy, that's that really drive, go, you know, go hard, and that can lead to burnout. So I think when I, you know, I've done manifestation practices for so many years, and to be honest, I thought I sucked at it. I didn't think it worked. I didn't really believe it until I really brought in the Ayurvedic principles into manifestation practice. Because when we look at it from a Vedic perspective, manifestation, it involves this dance between what we call Purusha and Prakriti, where the unchanging consciousness guides and harmonizes with every evolving energy of creation. So I'm going to explain what Purusha and Prakriti are for those who are new to Vedic philosophy. So Purusha is really talking about that cosmic self. It represents the unchanged core within us. It's that consciousness. It's that eternal witness. And it doesn't get affected by life's fluctuations. So it's that sort of ever-present consciousness.
Would that be like your higher self, who is there sitting, she's at the seat where she's witnessing, and she's that cosmic energy?
Well, I would say your higher self is when we bring Purusha and Prakriti together. Uh-huh. So Purusha is that consciousness of your higher self, but our higher self, when we talk about that higher self in this spiritual and human form, we're talking about us as a holism, us as everything. So if that is the Purusha part of our higher, that's our higher self consciousness, what you do a lot with the mindset energetics. So yes, but then Prakriti is that creative, that cosmic energy, right? And so it embodies that dynamic, ever-changing nature of the universe or of us, you know, as humans, we age, we grow, we pivot direction. So it's that ever-changing energy, and it gives rise to the material world. It actually gives rise to us as a human. So if we're going to be our higher self in this realm, then we have to include Prakriti. Mm. It is the different forms, energies, and forces that shape our whole reality. So we've got Purusha, which is that cosmic self and that consciousness, and it's that vastness. So, you know, when we're talking from an Ayurvedic perspective, we talk about the ether element. It's really that sort of ether element, and Prakriti is the manifestation of our material world. So also we can look at it as Prakriti being the feminine energy. So it reflects that sort of nurturing, creativity, and as I keep saying, the manifestation of the material sort of world. But that Purusha is seen as that masculine energy, which represents the unchanging, that observing, the guiding aspect. And it's the witness that actually influences the creative process. So you can't really have Prakriti without Purusha and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so when it comes to manifestation, these energies, these philosophies are coming into play. This is what we're working with. We're working with Prakriti and Purusha. So it's not just about exerting effort, as you mentioned, but it's about syncing with the natural flow of energy from these two aspects. And when we take that aligned action, it's taking the bridge between Purusha and Prakriti in that manifestation process. When we act from that space of alignment with our higher self, so yes, like Purusha, that higher self consciousness, our actions resonate with the creative forces of Prakriti, which in our human form is in our material manifestations, if that's what we're desiring, that is still part of our higher self, and it amplifies the potency of our manifestations. Does that all resonate? Does that make sense? Am I going too deep into this Vedic philosophy?
No, it's good, because and I invite the listeners to, and I know it's a lot, like when we go into the Vedic philosophy, it is huge. Mm. And for a lot of people, it's a brand new concept. So I invite the listeners to listen and take it in. Take that wisdom in without you trying to use your logical brain to really understand it. Just take in the words, because there's a part of you that has that knowingness. And whatever little concept has landed for you today, take that on, because that's what you need. And you can come back to this and listen to it again. So you're constantly expanding your mind to the limit that you can receive, and then expand your mind with more concept to you can receive. So yeah, every time I remember when I was in doing the Ayurveda Alchemist and I came across this module, I was like, whoa, what the, like, and I understand spirituality and I understand energetics and consciousness, but this just took it on another level. And I've had to come back even now, and I've graduated nearly 3 years. I still go back to it because I'm like, okay, I'm ready to listen to it again on a with a different lens. So just hearing it today, it's like, okay, I get it on a deeper level. So yeah, that's what I invite the listeners today is just, if this interests you in Ayurveda Alchemist, it goes deep in it and it's just beautiful. And I love the way you explain it, that in a way that we can understand and grasp in this modern age. So thank you.
I think for today, I will just break it down into basically a sentence or two when it comes to
it. Okay,
I will try. So if we integrate the Vedic knowledge into our manifestation practice, you could apply these steps. First, we set intentions from a space of inner stillness. This would be Purusha, right? It's that inner stillness and consciousness. And then we would visualize our desires with deep clarity.
Okay. So Harmony has tapped out of the studio again. So what I will do just to follow in on that is I know she spoke about the masculine energy and the feminine energy. So really when it comes to manifestation and how I approach business is I really need to have the masculine structure in place. I need to have my action plan in place in order for the feminine flow, the intuition, the ideas, the vision to be supported. And when that is supported in unison, that is when the manifestation comes. And we've got Harmony back in the studio. So Harmony, I was just telling the listeners about seeing it from the masculine energy and the feminine energy and how we need that masculine energy to support the feminine flow in unison so then manifestations can come about when you're setting goals in for your business.
Absolutely. I'm just changing my internet over. I do not know why I keep disappearing. This has never happened
this,
to me before.
Guys, this is a 2024 energy that we're coming in. Just go with the flow.
We're coming in strong and we're going out strong. No, I don't know. What is this trying to tell me? Interesting. Anyway, hopefully that keeps me in the studio. At least you're staying in here.
I'm in here. It's all good. I've got you.
Well, since you're in here and you're the stable one today, let's talk about how we can actually create that vision and we can really start to take actionable steps to that vision. So we've already, so start from like sitting in that process and creating that vision to then bring it into actionable steps.
Okay, so what I do, and I'm going to try to break this down in a very simple steps. So what I do is I really, when an idea or a feeling or say an idea for a business comes in, it drops into me, so it's gifted to me. So go back and listen to the previous episode to this because I talk about business being a consciousness. So when that consciousness or when that idea drops in, it either drops in when I'm running, journaling. What I then do, I love because I'm very creative, I get a big butcher's paper with colored textures and I just note it down. So I want you guys to, however that looks for you, just note it down. Get into that creativity, get into that feminine flow and just create it. What does it look like? How does it feel? What kind of clients are you calling in? What are the colors? What does the structure look like? Is it a mastermind? Is it a one-on-one? Is it like, what does it look like? Okay, and once you get clarity on what you're calling in, so remember, get crystal clear clarity with all the details, then we're wanting to put it, okay, how can I achieve that? Because now I'm not going to just leave it out to the universe to just happen to manifest. We are co-creators. So what do you need to do in order to partner up to bring this in? Because, right, the guys, the universe, is the logistics team. That is the word that I was trying to think of earlier. They are your logistics team. You need to give them instructions on what you want and they will go out and make it happen, right? So what do you need to do as a co-creator with that? You need to then set your goals. So I take myself and I take my clients through the goal framework. So that is focusing in on your growth. Once you've set your goal, you've got to focus in on your growth. Because if you don't focus in on your growth and you're having these big goals and you're having these big dreams, you're going to find yourself falling short because all the limiting stories, all the limiting beliefs are going to come up. So if you're not focusing on growing yourself in or into that higher version of yourself, that successful version of yourself that can hold the family, that can hold the day-to-day life, that can hold that successful business, we're going to fall flat on our face, right? So you've got to focus in on the growth. What are the skills and habits that I need to acquire to able to hold that vision and able to achieve that goal? What is the O for opportunities? Observe the opportunities where that is putting your boundaries. What am I going to say no to? And what opportunities from your logistic team are going to come in into your path that you're going to say yes to? I need to take that path. There is a sign. So really get aware with the opportunities that are surrounding you. And A is for action plan. You need to build an aligned action plan that breaks down your big goal into building blocks. It's like if you're trying to climb a ladder to get to the top and there's no wood, the middle pieces in the ladder, how are you going to like put your foot? You're just going to fall flat on your face. You're setting yourself up to fail. So getting your big goal, breaking it down into actionable steps, and then taking those action steps every single day. And then L is for learning. So as you're going on your journey, continue to learn, continue to foster a growth mindset where you're learning, you're constantly launching something. So whether it be launching, and when I'm saying launching, it's not launching a project, it's having something to look forward to. And I want you guys to think back in your life, like, or in your life, if you had a holiday that you wanted to go to, how excited were you? How excited was waking up every single day? But then you come home from the holiday and you're like, oh, I have nothing else to look forward to. So you're always going to be launching something, whether it's in business, whether you have a little project, whether it's, you know, a dinner or get together, something that you're looking forward to in your life. So you're cultivating a life that is fun, that is enjoyable, and have connection and love along the way. And when you focus, and this is the holistic approach to achieving your goal and manifesting in, because when you're focusing in on that connection, that love and that growth mindset and that, you know, looking forward to something, you are raising your energetic frequency to be an energetic match for what you're calling in. And all these little components will then, you will see that you'll fold time, collapse time, and you'll quantum leap into the goals and the desire. These are how these women are calling in these big successes that are having huge results from like where they were to, you know, their dreams in a very short period of time, is because they do that. They get clear on their goals. They set out the action plan, they focus in on their growth, they cultivate their life, not just the business, but their life and how they're showing up every single day. So if you guys can do those things, you start noticing the shifts, start noticing how you're collapsing time and calling in the success in your life, and celebrate. When the small successes come in, celebrate. Like the other day we had, me and Harmony were talking, like, let's just stop for a moment and go, fuck, in a few short months, we've had 3 sellout events effortlessly with so much fun. Yeah. Why? Because we had an aligned action plan. We set a vision. We showed up with so much fun. So I just want you guys to ensure that you're celebrating every little win. Because if you're celebrating and giving gratitude to those little wins, then the universe is going to want to give you more because you're at that vibrational match.
Absolutely. And I think one of the key words that we've alluded to is co-creator with the universe. It's not, we are the thinkers and the universe is the doer. No. Like we're co-creating. It's like the way that we work in business together, Mel. We co-create these events. We co-create this podcast episode. That's what you're doing with the universe. You're not just sitting and going, oh, I would like this to happen. Now off you go, universe. Go do it and deliver it to me. Like, what? No. You've got to show that you are ready, that you can you can handle the energy and the work and everything that does go behind your dreams and your desires. So if you haven't been getting the results that you need, then I highly suggest sitting down and really creating that aligned action plan to co-create with the universe.
Yes. And speak a little bit more on that aligned action plan. People will probably go, what is aligned action plan? But we call it AAP, baby. So tell us just a little bit about the AAP.
Yeah, we do. We call it AAP, Aligned Action Plan. And basically through all of the work that I do, I have had many years where I haven't done everything in within aligned action to where I want to be or who I want to be.
And she, Harmony, has left the studio. So I can't give you her story, but aligned action plan and how that came up for Harmony and I is, you know, we used to do business with a very, she is back. Yes, she is back.
This is crazy. I do not know what's going on. Anyway, this is not part of the aligned action plan today, but we're going with it because the universe is throwing it at me. As I was saying, I've said yes to a lot of things I shouldn't have said yes to that weren't in my highest interest, and no to a lot of things that I was just scared of, but they would have been in complete alignment. And so I think for me, when I look at the year ahead, when we talk about having this aligned action plan, it's something that is truly and deeply intentional to the evolution of your higher self. Mm-hmm. Whether that is in your life, your business, or your health. And Mel, your goal, the goal method that you stepped out is basically, you know, the way that we start to action this aligned action plan. But we also want to make sure that we set these realistic timelines so we can establish a realistic timelines for each step in the process and avoid overwhelming ourselves with unrealistic expectations, but also on the other side, because we're working with both that feminine and that masculine energy, is that we also have these next level expectations of where we think we're going to be. So it's almost like we hold that grand big vision, we have the steps, but we don't put pressure on like the outcome of that. Knowing that if it's for us, it will manifest and we're going to do what we need to do every step of the way to get us there. But if for some reason there is a pivot and we're in alignment with our higher self, then that pivot is going to be for our higher self and for the goodness of our dreams. But if we're not in alignment with our higher self and we start to pivot and go off track, they're usually indicators that we need to work on ourselves more. So for me, I never used to like launching. I love, absolutely love, love, love my business. I love the Ayurveda Alchemist program. But every time it came to launch time, I used to like seize up. I hated it. I didn't want to like have to go out there and get new enrollments and all of that until I realized that I am doing all of these amazing women a disservice for not showing up, because I have seen how transformational it is. I have seen how nurturing and beautiful our community is. And I had to get over myself. It wasn't that I didn't have the business strategy, because I have had the business strategy. I've been in businesses for the last, I don't know, 12 years or so. I know strategy, but I needed to work on myself. That's what was letting me down. So I wasn't in alignment with my higher self. I wasn't showing up as that, yet I was helping other people to do that, but I wasn't actually doing it for myself. So intentionally, I had to work on me. I had to work on my energy, because your business is a consciousness. Your business is an energy, and you are the driving force of that energy. Then we want to look at taking that inspired action versus just busy work, just bullshit work that keeps us hidden behind the behind the scenes and not actually moving forward. So you want to distinguish between what is actually going to be driving me closer towards my goals, like does that roadmap look like, compared to what is busyness because everyone else is doing the thing, or it, you know, I'm actually too fearful to take the actual big steps I need to. Aligning your actions with the essence of your goals is going to help you distinguish between the two. And then we can never, as I mentioned, working on ourselves is also about cultivating that mind-body connection and listening to that intuition and gut feelings once you have alchemized your health. Because as I said at the start, if you are making decisions from like an energetic standpoint, which more tamasic or rajasic energy, then that's not going to be your true intuition speaking. You want to have adaptability and flexibility, because when we co-create with the universe, sometimes the universe sees things before we do and knows what direction we should be taking. And sometimes we have to be open to that. Sometimes we have to like go, oh, hang a minute, sit back here. Could this actually work? Like, should I pivot? Like, this has happened to me so many times to really, and when I really started to accept that and be a little bit more flexible, I landed myself in the most amazing communities, right? And so, again, this brings me to reflecting on where you're at and if you need to course correct, noticing if you're in misalignment. It always comes back to that alignment, that aligned action, aligned energy, and obviously really connecting every time to that deeper purpose. Ensure that each action resonates with your overarching purpose and it connects with the deeper meaning behind your goals. And that's why that clarity piece at the start is so important to understand your purpose and your goals.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need to hand it over to you before I disappear again, Mel.
I loved everything you said. And when you, and some women are here probably going, well, how do I get into alignment? How do I know what that authentic self is? Right. So, and that this could be a whole nother topic, but just quickly, I want you, in order to get into alignment, because there's some people that go, I don't know what that is. Some people have nailed it. Great. For those that you don't know, is I want you to think about what are your top three core values. And when I say core values, it's not, oh, my family, oh, like, no, like not the light and fluffy. What are your three soul core values, your energetic values? And when you can do the exercise to uncover what they are, then you can align your business to those three soul energetic values. So, and that's what I do. Like I was a few days ago, I was sitting down creating a new course and going, okay, not a new course, expanding on my course, going, oh, let me redefine it. Where is it? It felt a bit disconnected. And when I looked at it and I got out my three core soul values, I went, oh, this is not in alignment with this value here. That needs to go. Even though I loved it, I was like, that component needs to go because it's not in alignment. And when I readjusted it, I went, oh, look, I'm getting goosebumps. I went, oh my gosh, like this is it. That lights me up. Now it feels in alignment. Now I'm excited to go out there. Now, like Harmony said, I'm great in, you know, being able to go out there and sell and share and all that kind of stuff because you're in alignment. Your business is in alignment. So, yeah, if you're thinking of how do you get in alignment to be able to manifest, just get clear on your values. And when you get clear on your values, again, you're an energetic match, you can manifest. Then it can drop in because it's authentic to you.
Exactly. And I think it begs the question, when do I know when I'm in alignment? And for me, it's a feeling. It's just an absolute feeling of yes, like this is it, like I'm in that space. And if you do, guys, if you do want help with getting into alignment, building that beautiful soul of your business framework and really connecting to your higher self and next level expansion and evolution, Mel and I have just launched a co-creation with each other and the universe. It is next level. It is 3 months of one-to-one personal coaching with us. It's called Alchemy of Her, and it's going to really help you with the strategic planning behind your business, but also the mindset energetics, because you can't, like Purushra and Prakriti, you can't have one without the other. They work together synergistically. You need to, if you're going to be up leveling your business and you're going to be putting this next level strategy behind it, you need the energetics behind that to be able to propel you forward, or you'll be stuck like I was when I was trying to launch my programs because I didn't have.
Yes. So she's left the left the studio again. So really, Alchemy of Her is really gaining crystal clear clarity on your business. So then you can show up with messaging. So you can show up then with selling, and then you working on yourself, your internal self. So then you can show up with confidence. So when you have that clarity on your business and when you have that clarity in your strategy, then you're going to build up and have that confidence. And when you have clarity and confidence in your business, mate, like that is when you're up-leveling. That is when you're up-leveling. That is when you're AAPing every single day, everything you do, because you have that clarity and confidence. But I don't have confidence in your internet today, Harmony. So that there.
No, I do not. But you know what, Mel? I keep showing up anyway. I keep getting back in the room. How many times it drops me off? I'm like, no, I'm showing up today. So there you have it. And before my internet tries to escape me again, I want to share one more thing, and that is our amazing three-night retreat that we also have for women in business. Mel, I will hand it over to you just in case I have to say an early goodbye. The universe wants me elsewhere for some reason.
So Elevate is our business retreat specifically for health and wellness professionals, holistic leaders and spiritual leaders, like holistic leaders. And this is where you get to come into this beautiful, sacred space in northern New South Wales with this magical dome where it's going to be hosting all our deep, and because we have it very intimate for a purpose. So we can spend time with you to really go deep and pull out the soul of your business, the energy of your business, and strategize in that. Then we're going to do the inner work. Like the inner work for you to raise up to be a vibrational match for this business consciousness. And you're going to leave there. We're going to have nutritionist Ayurvedic food. We're going to have mindfulness practices, sound healing, somatic practices. It is going to be, and I'm getting full body goosebumps right now, but it is going to be an initiation into that next level, that new era of business, that new paradigm that you're creating. This is not just your average retreat or business retreat. This is truly, truly an initiation into that new paradigm. So I am so excited that we're co-creating this together, co-creating it with the universe, and this consciousness has dropped into us because it is absolutely going to be magical. At the time of the recording now, there is only 5 tickets left. It's going to be held on May the 3rd to 6th. So get your tickets. We'll pop it in the show notes, but it's absolutely going to be magical.
And if you're, it's January, it's 30th of January today. So if you're watching this live stream, or if you're listening to it on the podcast in February, then early bird tickets are still available, but they will not be available for very long.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in and joining our conversation. I'm sorry I went missing a few times. Shit happens, right? You just go with the flow. That's when you go with the flow, right? Sometimes you just got to,
yeah. And see what happens when the masculine drops and crumbles. The feminine's like left to go, what do I do? I'm not held.
Yeah, totally, totally right. But you help me. You help me. Usually, I feel like usually it's me bringing in that strategy and that masculine. Yeah. And you're more of the feminine flow.
And I'm like, woo, let me flow.
You held me today. Thank you so much. And thank you, beautiful Mel. It's always a pleasure speaking with you too.
You too, darling. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you're ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you, the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.